Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman Podcast.
Superman was created by Jerome Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Hi, I'm Steven.
And I'm Ian.
And you're listening to
The Saturday Morning Superman Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Saturday Morning Superman Show, your podcast about Superman in animation across generations. And welcome back to our Season 3, Episode 2, Saturday Morning Superman Show, Legacy Talk, Episode 2, with, once again, Ian Bates.
Wow, Episode 2 already. I can't believe it. Moving right along.
It's exciting because we spoke so much about recording this season together and just revitalizing the Saturday Morning Superman Show together. And the excitement of just pulling together the timeline of Superman Legacy news for our episodes 1, 2, and 3 ahead of getting into season 2 of Superman the Animated Series was so exciting. But to be here on another weekend recording this podcast is really special, especially that it's following the release of our first episode, which was this very weekend.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was it's a lot of fun, you know, even being one of the hosts. When an episode drops, you get to go back and listen to it. And I was listening to it at work yesterday. I was getting work done at the same time, but as soon as it dropped, I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta go listen to it. So this is so much fun. Just there's news dropping like every single day. And so while we're like preparing to, you know, talk about news that happened last year, it's like, oh my gosh, like we got to sprinkle this tidbit in and stuff like that. So pun intended, it's super how much news is constantly dropped.
One of the things that as a movie fan, I think we all get excited by is following the production of a film, you know, through pre-production, principal photography, post-production, all the way up until the release. And I think for every single film that I've been excited by, one of the greatest enjoyments, aside from, you know, sitting in the theater opening weekend, is following the news and seeing what people are speculating on. And, you know, sometimes you follow some rumors and they get it right. Other rumors get it wrong. And it just to be a part of that, you know, it's always really a lot of fun. And I think what makes Superman Legacy stand out in the way that a few other films did, but not many, especially not many within like the comic book genre of superhero movies, is that James Gunn, as we said in episode one, he's so communicative on social media, on X and on Threads. He's really active on Threads. And it's really special because as a fan, again, you feel invited into something that you're really ultimately only a part of in the sense that, you know, you're creating hype for it and you're ultimately paying for the merchandise and for the tickets. But that extra dialogue to have with someone that's working on the film, especially to have it be the director, the writer, the producer, and the co-chair of DC Films, it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I can't explain enough just how fresh and different this is. And I know we talked about that a lot, hammered it to death in episode one, but it's still like, especially as we were going into like filming and production of the film, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, like we're going to get bigger information, more details, photos, probably some video even, and directly from the source. Like that's the biggest deal. It's directly from James Gunn, Peter Safran. I'm sure the cast, I mean, he's already started to get the cast involved some. So, I feel like it's unlike anything we've ever seen amping up towards any film release, not just a superhero film, but it's just, this feels, you know, like oh, this is crazy, because it's not only a comic book superhero movie, it's a Superman movie. And it's just, it's amazing to watch this unfold day to day.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And so I just want to make mention a word for our listeners who we're really grateful for. It's that, so we're endeavoring with episodes 1, 2, and 3 of our Saturday morning Superman Legacy Talk episodes of season 3 to cover, again, the timeline of news from the announcement of the project up until the first day of filming. And then on a week-to-week basis, depending on whatever film news releases, we'll cover that on a weekly basis. But while we've been catching up with news, just to bring people up to speed on really like a rough, brief history of Superman Legacy, we're recording on Sunday, March 3rd, 2024. And just a few days ago, on Leap Day, February 29th, James Gunn shared that was the first official day of filming. And that was also a pretty big day, because in DC Comics, February 29th is celebrated as Superman's birthday. And so, of course, in true James Gunn fashion, us Superman fans, we received a few little gifts on that day. Ian, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, for sure. I also want to make note, I saw, and this is super nerdy, a lot of people were saying it's Clark Kent's birthday. And Stephen, you correct me if I'm wrong. Clark Kent's birthday is sometime in June, right? Like, I think in the comics, officially. So it's Superman's birthday is Leap Day. So that's something that I kind of wanted to touch on, because I did see some of that information getting out there, and that was a little incorrect. But so we officially got drop the legacy from the title. So we got the official change that the film is no longer titled Superman Legacy. It's just Superman. And James Gunn posted this on, I guess, all of the social media platforms, but he posted the official photo. It's like so super duper up close of like the Superman crest, the logo, whatever you want to call it, the House of L, you know, crest, the S. And it does, it looks more akin to like the Kingdom Come logo, but it does have the classic gold and red, which I think it looks fantastic. But the quote read, "When I finished the first draft of the script, I called the film Superman Legacy. By the time I locked the final draft, it was clear the title was Superman, making our way to you July 2025. What do you think, Steven?
I was really excited by that. And of course, I was at work. I was speculating with you and with a coworker that, like, oh, you know, today's, you know, big day. It's the start of filming. You know, are we going to get, you know, a first look at David Corn's sweat? Of course, you know, I was hoping that, you know, we would get something. So it was near the end of the day, like mid-afternoon, I would say, when James Gunn posted that across social media. And when I saw that it was him, and that it wasn't like some, you know, fan art, because there's so much fan art, there's so many like AI manipulations that sometimes right. It looks incredibly real and you're not really too sure if it's real or if it's not until James Gunn has to debunk it. But this was real, and it really, you know, it shut my mouth for a minute. I was so excited to look at it and then share it on the Saturday Morning Superman show social media pages that I didn't even really read the caption. And when I was reading other people's responses on their posts and I saw the name change, I had to go back, reread James Gunn's words. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, holy cow, it's now called Superman. And I think this is a perfect moment where I'd like to bring up two things that happened on that day. So on the Instagram adjacent, their version of Twitter called Threads, this account called Captain Courtney Andor wrote, "I'm gonna be whiny for a second and say I like Legacy quite a bit. With that being said, calling the movie Superman is a mission statement. This is James Gunn saying, quote, I'm not making another Superman movie. I'm making the Superman movie. Ambitious for sure, but exciting. And now I just want to bring up a very real conversation that you and I had about that. So my I shared that with you, and my response was, I like this take on the title. In fact, I love it. Your response was, I think that's similar to what I was attempting to express last night. I couldn't find the words. So my response was, think of the balls this guy has. His favorite comic book movie of all time is Superman the movie. He decided to write and direct Superman. He puts in Miss Tessmacher, Otis, and Lex, all three main villain leads from Superman the movie. He drops Legacy from the title. He's really about to throw down a Superman movie that aims to usurp the 1978 original. F, they might as well greenlight a sequel and title it Superman 2 or Superman Returns. And yeah. Really, what more needs to be said, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's wild. So we had a live stream earlier this week, and like to my comment, like I was trying to piece the words together last night. That was from our live stream. We talked a lot about Superman, and it this is the first movie that is just titled Superman. So I'm sure a lot of people think the original 78 Donner film is just Superman, but no, that's Superman the movie. And we have Superman 2 and Superman Returns, and so this is legitimately the first movie ever that's just Superman, period. And yeah, that is a mission statement. It changes things. Like, so Stephen and I talked a little bit about a change, like, we had all this, we were digging into the subtitle Legacy. What is it? Superman's legacy? Is it his family's legacy? Like, yada, yada, yada. Legacy's a big deal. So now, while I'm sure all those plot points and ideas are still very much a core center of this film moving forward, it's just like, he removes legacy, and this is Superman. And that's just like, and we're huge Superman fans and geeks, so some people might not think too heavily into the removal of legacy, but to me it's like, no, this kind of changes the feel of this movie for me personally.
It absolutely changes the movie, and my response to it as well, greatly so. I would have to say that, if I was, like already at a 10, this is already like, it's like that scene in Top Gun Maverick in the beginning when Tom Cruise is, I can't remember. I think it's like the Dark Hawk or something like that. He's testing that new plane, and like he breaks past the speed barrier, but then he's going even further to push it. And you see the numbers where they're like going out of control, and it's just like he's just trying to see just how far he can take it. And that's like my level of excitement. Like, I feel like Tom Cruise right now, where it's just my excitement was already there. It's like everybody gets it, but now it's like going even further. I got to see one of our mutual friends, also a longtime listener of the Saturday Morning Superman show, Arlo. So hello, Arlo. I know you're going to be listening to this, so I wanted to give you a mention. We went out to dinner, and so we were talking about the film title change, and he was saying that he's fine with it, but he did like Superman Legacy, and he was growing fond of that. And so I do want to say that, yeah, I was fond of Superman Legacy. I thought that was a great title. It's just how we've been referring to it. So it's just like how we've known this project. And especially in our introductory episodes for season 3, we're calling it Saturday Morning Superman Legacy Talk. Mm-hmm. This is Legacy Talk episode 2. But it really is a mission statement. And I don't want to just talk for the sake of repeating myself or hearing the sound of my own voice. We have a podcast, so we're like, what more should I need to say? But it's that it's really cool. And it reminds me of one of my favorite novels of all time called It's Superman. It's a novel by Tom DeHaven. I remember I found it in Barnes & Noble many, many years ago. I think it was published in 2005. The cover is It's Superman with an exclamation point. And it charts a story of Superman in Depression-era America. and it's Tom DeHaven's take on the origin and the mythology, and it was fantastic. Probably the most relatable Superman I've ever come across in any version of media. I remember I was reading that on my way to work, and I was riveted by it. I strongly suggest that anyone, if you haven't read it, go and find it. They're rare now, but they're absolutely worth every cent that you would pay for, especially if you're a Superman fan. And again, like, that was a Superman that I felt so connected to as a fan. And it was just like, no, I see Superman I see myself in Superman in this particular iteration. And that excitement that I had is really, I feel, the same level of excitement that I'm beginning to have with the title being just Superman. You know, it's a mission statement. It's James Gunn announcing that, like, we're doing something that's going to resonate with audiences today, with audiences tomorrow. And what more could you want for DC Films? What more could you want from Superman as a Superman fan? And really, after, again, so much instability within that world of filmmaking, and again, it's no slight to Man of Steel, Batman versus Superman, or Justice League, because we all collectively love them. I think anyone that's listened to this show knows that, like, oh, like, no, Steve's a Henry Cavill, Zack Snyder guy. But that's the thing. This is going to be a Superman movie for the ages. I could feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, it has the gears turning in my head, trying to, like, piece together what are you guys going to do with this? You know, to have Otis, to have Eve in this, and we'll dip into this a little bit more in future episodes. But, you know, I'm Eve over Mercy Graves, you know, so I feel like James Gunn and Peter Safran have their hands in, you know, the present, the future, and also one hand holding on to the Donner era, which is fine. I like that we have this possibility where it's just kind of, he's taking the great stuff from, you know, past, present, and future, and holding it all together. So with every passing day, every new little detail or announcement, it's just getting me more and more amped up. And I think we're in for something really special.
Now, that's an interesting thing that just came into mind, because he really is heavily leaning into what Richard Donner did for Superman the movie in 1978. And again, also for all of you that are listening, please remember that, like, truly a lot of this is speculation because, you know, we haven't seen the script. We don't really know the story. But tonally, it feels like James Gunn's going to lean into that aesthetic and that approach to Superman, but in a modernized context, which I think is important. We've seen a more Christopher Reeve, Richard Donner take on Superman in, of course, Superman the Animated Series. We've seen it in Tyler Hoechlin's performance as Superman on Superman and Lois. And we've even seen a little bit of it in My Adventures with Superman on HBO Max and Adult Swim. And I know some people feel like, well, if you lean fully back into the whole Christopher Reeve, John Williams thing, it's just too outdated. But I believe that goes back to, like, what's been said about kindness. And I don't think kindness is ever a weakness. I don't think kindness will ever be outdated or old-fashioned. And I think to lean back into what they wanted to say with Superman is important, because it's been some time since we've seen that. You can make the argument that we saw Bryan Singer approach that in Superman Returns, as that was supposed to be a spiritual sequel to Superman 2, and thus erasing the events of Superman 3 and 4. But that also was a singular take on Superman that it felt like Superman, but there were also character developments that didn't really feel like Superman. And I think for James Gunn to really approach it and say, look, this is what people love about Superman. This is what people recognize in Superman. Let's do that. I think it's going to be, you know, not necessarily, you know, like nostalgia, you know, like kind of like for the sake of nostalgia where, okay, we're going to just throw this in just because we know everybody loved it. I think the approach will be very different. So if we see a Fortress of Solitude or any version of Krypton at all, I don't think it'll necessarily be like what Donner did, because I don't think he's setting out to do what Bryan Singer wanted to do with Superman Returns. I think this is very much going to be James Gunn's Superman. But I do think there are going to be winks towards what Richard Donner did, for sure. That brings me to this. We know the composer of Superman Legacy, now just Superman, is John Murphy. That was announced a little while ago by James Gunn. John Murphy worked with James Gunn on The Suicide Squad. He also did 28 Days Later, Kick-Ass, wonderful composer. Little rock, little electronica. It's more of like the stylizations that he goes in. Do you think at all within the score for Superman that John Murphy is going to do the John Williams theme? Or do you think it's going to be completely original in the way that Hans Zimmer approached it?
I have a feeling it's going to be completely original. Now, there might be some notes that he throws in there that could, you know, kind of harken back to the John Williams score. But I have a feeling that it's going to be something completely new. I'm really, really excited for it. They could do something akin to, in the Justice League movie where, I can't remember who scored it. Didn't Danny Elfman?
Danny Elfman did the Joss Whedon version, yes. And then Tom Hulkenborg did the Zack Snyder version.
Yes, that's right. So, like, Danny Elfman did the score for the Joss Whedon version. I love Danny Elfman. Not crazy about the Whedon cut of that film. But I think everyone fully expected, like, when Batman showed up, you're going to hear his original, you know, Batman score. And I think he did, like, you know, four or five notes, but it sounded tonally different. So maybe we could get something similar to that approach, but I kind of expect something totally new. It's going to be hopeful. It's going to be kick-ass. I'm really, really looking forward to it. The music's going to be awesome.
I think so, too. I was really excited about John Murphy being announced as the composer because I have enjoyed his scores before. And what I want to make mention of that is if you look at Superman, the animated series, the theme that Shirley Walker composed, it was brilliant because it wasn't John Williams, but it sounded like that.
Oh, yeah.
I also want to make mention that Ian knows I'm a big Hercules, The Legendary Journeys fan.
Yeah,
That's something that we definitely have to talk about at some point. We have to figure out a way to discuss that. But if you look at the theme that Joseph LaDuca did for that, there was a period where action-adventure superhero films contained, you know, that John Williams DNA. And Superman the Animated Series, I think, perfectly did that because it felt nostalgic. It felt Superman. And that it's just timeless. In one of the commentary episodes on the Superman the Animated Series DVD and Blu-ray, I believe it was Bruce Timm that said that any great Superman theme has to be able to be hummed and sung like Superman, where it's like Superman, you know, kind of like that. And we all know the theme. The second you hear the notes, it's like, oh, that's Superman. So I think John Murphy is going to do something like that. I would prefer it to be completely original. But if we hear a little nod towards the planet Krypton, hey, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, I wouldn't care one bit. I'd probably be grinning from ear to ear. So,
well, one of the things that I'm hoping is, especially after this week where we saw the look at the crest, which we do have to acknowledge, it's very Alex Ross Kingdom Come inspired, with a nod towards the Fleischer theatrical Superman shorts with the gold kind of rim around the S. So I like how it blends out. It's very Kingdom Come, but there is that nod towards the Fleischer, like the outline of it on the outside of the crest, which I think is cool. Back when the Batman went into production, I remember Matt Reeves shared the costume test. It was a very short clip where it's like the filter was all drenched in red and it was of Robert Pattinson in the suit. It was the first look that we had at him officially. And in the background of that clip was the Michael Giacchino Batman theme. And I think that came out like 2 years before like the film came out. Mm-hmm. And so I'm personally hoping that maybe James Gunn will release something like that, where we see David Corenswet in costume and we hear what John Murphy's composed, because we need to make mention, James Gunn has said that John Murphy's already pretty much composed the entirety of the film.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, he announced that back in December last year, 2023. Most of the film score and major themes had been written, and I love that. I think that's really cool. So I feel like that goes into just how prepared the entire team is at DC Films now, DC Studios, rather. Like, if the fact that the music's already done, and I, you know, this is pure speculation. Like, I could see them, you know, going into filming this week, playing some of like the theme for David Corenswet and probably the other cast members. It's like the first time they get him on set in that costume, and they play this John Murphy theme, and it probably just like totally empowers everybody on that set. So that'd be fun to think about if they do, if they don't. But I feel like that's something that they would absolutely do.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it speaks also to the strength of James Gunn as a filmmaker. I love that you just specifically said prepare, because I feel like that's something that we haven't necessarily seen. And it's in no slight to any of the filmmakers on any of the other movies, where it wasn't necessarily on their preparedness to do the given movie, but in its overall inclusion to DC Films, that wasn't prepared. And I think what we're seeing right now, it really brings me back to, you know, Iron Man 1. Mm-hmm. You have an inspired cast. You have an inspired director and creative team. And you have them making a movie where they know, like, we have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. It's like, if we come up with a movie and it doesn't work, well, shucks. You know, it doesn't work. And that's not going to be great news. But it's all the more fire to really make sure we nail this. And I am so excited by that. And going back to what we said, this was a big week. It went from Superman Legacy to just Superman. And I think this one's going to soar.
Yeah, it's going to fly so high. Steven and I are constantly saying, like, he can't mess this up. He can't F this up. And just with all of the news that we have so far, the peaks we've been given, I honestly do not think that there's any indication whatsoever that they're going to fumble this. I'm at the point where I have, like, complete faith and hope. And the entire cast, crew, director, producers, and I think this is going to be the Superman movie.
I've said it on social media on one of the Daily Kryptonians posts. Jonathan, who runs that account, he's a good guy. And so if you're not following Daily Kryptonian, you definitely should. I'll include that in the show notes. But what I want to make mention is that on one of his posts, I wrote that I believe that Superman, James Gunn's Superman, is going to do for Superman what Matt Reeves's Batman, the Batman, did for Batman. And I remember when I saw the Batman, which I think it's now like what, I think tomorrow, March 4th, is actually the, what, two-year anniversary? Yeah. Uh-huh. I remember seeing that. And while I was watching it, I was thinking, I cannot wait for when we get a Superman movie like this. And I believe this is it. I really believe this is it. But on that note, I think this is a great place to conclude it for another episode of the Saturday Morning Superman Show, Legacy Talk. We had to get out the big news of the name title of the announcement that Principal Photography has started. So if you join us next week, we'll be discussing the casting of Superman Legacy. Ian, is there anything that you want to conclude with? And as always, where can we follow you?
Yeah, no, I'm still just so humbled and thrilled to be working on the Saturday morning Superman show with you, Steve, and then looking forward to this movie, looking back to the past with the, you know, the cartoons and the animation that we grew up on, and some that, you know, aren't all that old. It's just a blessing, and I love the positivity. But you can always find me over on Instagram at Ian_TheWolfman, at Universal Studios Monsters, and my other podcast, the Friday Night Video Podcast, at fnv.podcast.
That, of course, will be in the show notes, so definitely give Ian a follow across the, his social media platforms. Give his other podcast a listen. You could find me at Sherbert Danny Jr. on Instagram. And of course, all of that will be in the notes below. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. If you like the episode, give it a like, give it a download. Maybe you could leave a few words of what you enjoyed about this episode. And we can't wait for you to tune in with us again next Saturday morning. And now, a word from one of our sponsors.
Superman Trap. He's using kryptonite to destroy his powers.
Now you'll tell me why Superman peanut butter tastes so great.
Never. So fresh roasted, so creamy, so yummy, that its secret would be mine, all mine. I foiled again. Just wait, Superman. I'll find out.
Superman peanut butter. Its strength is its great taste.
I learned that one from you.
Right on. I'm so freaking stoked that you added that.
Well, I just want to say this to you. Do you think we can do one podcast episode on that Superman in animation?
Absolutely. We'll rip apart the Superman animated peanut butter commercial.